gotta believe. Believe in this love. You gotta believe. In the Chicago Cubs. You gotta believe. In the American dream. You gotta believe. In America's team.
I just had a thought. I had a thought in my head that this was you, Pete, in the basement. Like you were actually recording this. You're like, I need to come up with a new anthem for this season. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. In studio with me, Matt Klein. Good to see you, Matt.
Hello, hello.
All right, Esmeralda's here as well. Veronica's going to play at some point this hour as well, because what we're going to do tonight is what we do every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. It is time for Picnic. That's right. We are giving authentic, legitimate nicknames to each and every member of the 2016 Chicago Cubs. Dexter Fowler, free range. What do we have for Jason Hayward? I was going to go around the, do we have Hayward?
Let me look at my list.
All right.
I have no recollection of
I know Hayward. That's the problem with doing this.
Haymaker.
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 Okay. We've got Ben Zobrist, who is Zorro. We've got Addison Russell, which is Smooth Criminal. Addison Russell, Smooth Criminal. Somewhere in there that made sense. Chris Bryant is Roy. For Rookie of the Year, but also Roy Hobbs. Catcher Miguel Montero is Freeze Frame. John Lackey, of course, Big Country. Tonight, Jason Hamill, Ham Jam, threw a nice game for the win for the Cubs. The Calculator is a Cy Young candidate, Kyle Hendricks. I mean, we are pretty much almost out of players. We still have left Jake Arrieta. We have Anthony Rizzo. Jorge Soler, who's back. Aroldis Chapman, who just joined the team. Essentially the bullpen for the Chicago Cubs. And tonight's choice, John Lester, the left-handed World Series winner. The Boston Red Sox brought here to bring a championship to be pitching in the World Series. John Lester and his catcher, David Ross. So those are the two to pick tonight. We got prizes to give away. We're going to give away a Pequod's Pizza gift card to both. Whoever comes up with the winning nicknames for both John Lester and David Ross. Matt Klein, what do we know about John Lester?
Let me tell you about John Lester. John Lester is a 32-year-old pitcher. He's a four-time All-Star. He's pitched for the Boston Red Sox, the Oakland A's, and the Cubs now. He's currently 12-4 through 22 starts with a 2.93 ERA. We acquired him as a free agent on December 15th of 2014. He signed a six-year, $155 million contract. He's from Tacoma, Washington. He's from Bellarmine Prep in Tacoma. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's Bellarmine Prep. There are the Lions. Also, it's where potential becomes purpose, Bellarmine Prep. That's their tagline. He was the Gatorade State Player of the Year in 2000. He's a lymphoma survivor.
Really? That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early on in his career, he diagnosed with that. He took people saying his career was over, and he fought back.
He's a lymphoma survivor. This is crazy. He's an avid hunter and also at the same time a wine aficionado.
Really?
Yes. So he somehow has managed to squeeze both of those.
John Lester.
John Lester is
a wine aficionado.
He actually has a charity wine that he's putting out. This is no joke. A charity wine he's putting out called Cabernet Ace.
Classy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and let's see here. What else we know about John Lester? He relies heavily on a mid to low 90s four-seam fastball. And a cutter that's usually right around 90 miles an hour.
And he's bald. He does not have hair.
He's bald. He has no hair.
And he also, which is the strangest thing, cannot throw to first base.
He has the worst pickoff move to first base in arguably the history of baseball.
For whatever reason, it's like a psychological block.
It's a psychological block.
He can't throw the ball to first base.
Whether it's a pickoff move from the mound or fielding a ball, he has a serious issue throwing to first base.
What is
I don't know what it is.
Pete, can you shed light on that? I mean, is that sort of going back to Chuck Knobloch and how he couldn't throw to second base for a while?
Like yips.
Yeah, is that what is it about?
I mean,
because John Lester is a guy who you know, throws with pinpoint accuracy to home plate. So it's not a yips thing, right? It's not like a Knobloch where he's just kind of can't do his job.
Right.
What is it? Do you know from watching John Lester what his problem is at throwing to first base?
No, maybe, I don't know, maybe just too focused on the hitters. I mean, he's a professional. I don't know why that's a thing, but right. I just can't do it.
And the one thing as well is a nice little transition here as we set up. John Lester has a specific catcher. He uses the same catcher, and the catcher was brought over from the Boston Red Sox, and his name, David Ross. What do we know about David Ross?
We know a lot less about David Ross. The internet is not chock full of info on David Ross.
David Ross isn't getting a multi-million dollar
contract, right? Well, it is multi-million dollars. I think he signed like a two-year, $5 million deal or something like that.
He's a backup catcher. He only really plays when John Lester pitches.
He is the valet for John Lester. Ooh. His name, his full name, I actually thought this was kind of cool. His number is number 3, and his name is David Wade Ross, D. Wade, number 3.
Wow, there you go.
So he
it's like Illuminati type stuff.
He's from Bainbridge, Georgia, Georgia's first inland port, for those keeping score at home. And he went to Auburn and Florida. He went to Auburn, I think, first 2 years, transferred, played 1 year at Florida. One of very few players that have played in the College World Series for two separate teams.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, he's John Lester's personal catcher. That is all I have.
Well, we know that he is also getting up there in age. This is his final season. He says he's going to retire after the year. The players, like the Chris Bryants and the Anthony Rizzos, like to tease him.
Correct.
They call him Grandpa.
They've created an Instagram account, a Grandpa Rossi Instagram account, where they follow him around and they post pictures and they do it for him, obviously, because I'm assuming he can't do it on his own.
Anyone over 40 can't.
Yeah, there's
that
like
stuff
a Grandpa
out.
Rossi Instagram account. It's actually relatively funny if you ever have the time to check it out.
All right, 312-981-7200. We're already getting some great stuff. Here's a good one for a Lester and Ross combo nickname: Master Blaster from the Mad Max series.
Okay.
Master Blaster. There you go.
I guess I didn't really think about any nicknames for the combo itself. You know? Yeah.
Like, you know, when they come on, so you're just like, you're like Cisco and the Kid kind of thing.
Maybe in the break we'll think about that a little bit.
Matt Klein's in studio. Esmeralda Leon, Veronica Carter as well are going to play. Pete's going to play. 312-981-7200. Calls are coming in. What do we think? What do we think of nicknames for John Lester and for David Ross? We'll be back. Stay with us. This is David Ross's walk-up song when he comes up the bat, which is awesome. We're playing Picnic tonight on the download, giving authentic, legitimate nicknames to the 2016 Chicago Cubs. Tonight, star pitcher John Lester and his catcher David Ross. John Lester and David Ross, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Matt Klein's in studio with me, also Veronica Carter and Pete Zimmerman, Esmeralda Leon, of course, is going to judge the winners. Are you ready, Esmeralda? Are you feeling it?
Oh, yeah.
Are you bringing the same level of commitment tonight than you have in the past? She's so committed to this segment she avoids all research.
Yeah.
She doesn't pay attention to the players or the team or the Cubs. She's focusing. She wants her attention to be on what happens tonight.
She's America's judge. So she waits for us to present our case and makes her decision.
Yeah. I live in one of those soundproof booths a week before.
Right.
So I'm just now coming out of it. So I don't know what's been happening.
Yeah.
All week.
So there you go. So so tonight we will give you some choice cuts for John Lester and David Ross. Veronica, you have any thoughts on who nicknames for John Lester or David Ross?
Well, you know, I was listening to you talk about John Lester, and I was thinking, it's grape something. You got to have, because of the wine aficionado.
Grape.
Yeah. I got one. Roberto Fermente. How about that?
I like it. That's good.
All right. There we go. We're off and running. That's why Klein is here. All right. So 606 says, all right, my picnic for John Lester is Thumper. All right, Thumper.
You know,
that's tough because that's usually for bats, for right, guys who hit.
Right,
he doesn't
a hitter.
Hit.
Right. He great at sack bunting in the 12th inning, but he's
yeah,
not
right.
Known
that's
for
right.
His...
That's right. 224, or let's see, 312 says John Lester Corky, because of his wine.
Mm.
Again, I'm not sure how that played. I mean, I guess cork, wine cork. 262 says Rothschild.
Rothschild.
Yeah, that's like kind of like Rothschild. I'm not sure.
Like Rothschild?
Like Ross, like David Rothschild.
Okay.
262 says the grizzled one. So, like, you could do something because he's got a little, like, beard. You could do, like, Grizzly. Grizzly Adams.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Let's go to 847 says Listerine.
Ooh. Or, like Listerine, I'm assuming yeah. is what they're getting at.
Yeah, Listerine because he leaves a fresh taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Now.
So I got some Tacoma, right, some background on Tacoma.
Okay. This is where John Lester.
This is where John Lester is from. This is, I'm actually going to throw one stat out that I think is just kind of crazy. It actually has nothing to do with our nickname game. In 2004, in my research, I found that Tacoma was voted the most stressed out city in America, right?
Maybe that's why he can't throw to first base.
Now, in 2006, 2 years later, you want to talk about the light bulb going on? It was the most sexually healthy city in the United States of America. 2 years after being the most stressed out city
they
in the United States.
They,
yeah, figured, it
they
out.
Figured it out.
But here's another thing. Nickname-wise, Tacoma is also known as the City of Destiny.
Ooh.
And Grit City.
Grit. Okay, so Grit might be something. Like
I like Grit.
Grit
City, True Grit, Grit, or just Grits.
Grits.
You know, he's
yeah,
a
right, Southern guy.
David Ross is referred. Well, he's not a Southern guy because he's from the Pacific right. Northwest. But David Ross is actually referred to him as, along with like John Lackey, as just being true rednecks. So, like, seriously, like that's the exact quote. I think it was like his exact Twitter comment was, yeah, these, because he was embroiled in that.
They were the, Lester is known for his Boston Red Sox days.
The beer and chicken, video games in the locker room. And they got Ross for a quote like, hey, what's your take on this whole thing? He's like, oh, yeah, Lackey and Lester.
Oh, yeah, they were together.
Bunch
right.
of rednecks.
They were both, you know? In, they were yeah. both in Boston at the same time.
At the time, it was,
Josh
the,
Beckett,
it was
right.
the 2011 season where they collapsed. They were division leaders.
Yeah.
They ended up not making the playoffs. And Beckett, Lackey, and Lester were accused of eating fried chicken, drinking beer and playing video games in the locker room
while they were getting ready for games.
Well, no, right. while the games were going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, it would be off days where they weren't pitching,
and they're like, "We're going to go back."
Yeah,
here
like
and...
Clay Buckles is on the mound, and they're like, well, "Whatever." Yeah.
Okay.
There's no way we're coming in.
630 says for Lester and Ross, why not call them dueling banjos? You know, based on that.
Sure.
773 likes. Keystone for Lester. Keystone, double meaning, foundation of the pitching rotation, and also he lets everyone steal like Keystone Cop.
How about for the no pickoff move to first base? We call him free base.
Free base.
Free base. Like he.
That would be, yeah, that's
I mean, I know
good.
It's
that's
a drug reference.
Yeah, right.
But I mean,
good.
It's probably, we can't.
847's got, how about John, who loves you, baby, Lester? John's bald, and so was Kojak. That's what. That's great. I like this one. John Lester would be the Southpaw striker, and David Ross would be the pit boss. Oh, I like that, pit boss.
Well, we did. Yeah, we did pit boss for. I tried to do it for Bryant because of the Vegas.
Yeah.
Actually, you know who did it was Martyr.
Right.
Rob threw out pit boss because the
but
Vegas.
I like
connection.
Pit boss because he's yeah. the guy behind the plate. He's the older guy. He's,
right.
He's kind of like he's in charge.
And
of...
even though there's no Vegas connection, it actually might play better.
Right.
With Ross.
All right. Let's okay, go. Yeah, let's go to the phones. Down. Let's go to Bobby. What do you got for picnic, Bobby? What are you thinking?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Great. How about you
tonight, man?
Thanks, Chopper
buddy. Bobby from Cicero. Okay, here's one for you. I just laid down to go to bed and just hit me in the head. How about a brilliant finish with Lester and Gloss?
Lester and Gloss.
Lester and Gloss.
Okay.
A brilliant finish. I love it.
Lester, there you go, guys.
That's good. That's good, Bobby. Thank you.
Yeah, we might as well wrap it up.
Yeah, that's he nailed it.
Nailed it.
Have a good night, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's go to Sheila. Sheila, what are we thinking about for picnic for John Lester and David Ross?
Yeah, I don't have any individual names, but I know that David Ross is sort of looked up to by a lot of the players as, like, he's sort of a coach mentor to them, so I don't know if that could help you come up with anything. But for the two of them together, I was thinking, like, the bromancers.
Right.
They got sort of a bromance
thing going
on.
They do have a bromance thing going on, don't they? All right, that's good. I like that. I like these sort of, like, a nickname for both of them. All right, thank you, Sheila. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
All right. All right, let's see. 630 says grits and grapes.
You know, he's a...
That's a good one.
He throws a cutter, and he's a hunter, so cutter and buck for Lester. Johnny Cash, very simple. He cashed in for quite a bit of money. Actually, you know, Johnny Cash actually wrote a song about his pickoff move. You know what it's called? Five Feet High and Rising.
708 says, how about Sweet Thunder?
For who?
I'm guessing for, there's a lot of Thunder references for Lester, I guess. One Catcher Lester. Lester, how about Buckshot? 630 says Buckshot.
Okay, the hunting deal.
Because it's a hunting thing.
The Rifleman.
Uh-huh. How about Butch and Sundance Kid for the combo?
For the combo. Yeah.
A lot of good stuff coming in here. There used to be a newspaper called Grit. 606 is letting us know.
The newspaper was called Grit?
Yeah.
It was probably some zine in like Portland or something like that. It probably wasn't even like a newspaper.
Right.
Yeah.
John Lester, 630 says Mountain Man. Ooh.
All right.
I don't know where the mountain comes from.
Mount Rainier, maybe, in Seattle? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he lived in that. 815, Ever Lester.
Ever Lester.
Ever Lester. I don't know if that works, but...
It doesn't.
All right. And then 606 says, how about Moe and Curly? That could work.
Moe
would be Ross, I guess, and Curly would be Lester, but it almost works. All right. We're playing picnic for John Lester and David Ross. We're off to a great start. We'll take a break for the news. We'll come back and finish it up to the second half of picnic. We've got John Lester and David Ross. Just like Bobby, he sat down, got ready for bed, and then a light bulb went off. 312-981-7200. And, you know, if we pick his, he's going to get a Pequod's pizza. So if you're laying down right now and you're like, all right, it's time to go to bed. I got no ideas. Oh, my God, I got an idea. It could be a pizza. That's how it works. Matt Klein in studio. We'll continue. Stay with us. Everyone is having fun. Here's to the Cubs. Victory. Singing Go Cubs Go. On the radio. Go Cubs Go. I'm with an avenue. Go Cubs Go. I love the Wrigley Field. I love it, man. I don't know where you come up with it. Go Cubs Go. On Waveland Avenue. Like when you're name checking streets around Wrigley.
That would sound like that sounded deep. like Britpunk.
Yeah,
too.
Right.
Like,
yeah. They're like, you know, well,
bollocks.
Chelsea Daggers work so well for the Hawks. We should just we should come up one for the Cubs. That's what that is. On Waveland Avenue, we'll take the all the way to Ashland. It's just all streets. We're gonna go up Grace.
High tops is a Starbucks now.
We should. I think we're in the wrong business. We should be making novelty Cub songs for the playoff run. That, you know, that's coming. And Pete Zimmerman is here to give them airtime. 312-981-7200. It's a download. I'm Justin Kaufman, and we are playing Picnic. Of course, this is where we're giving authentic, legitimate nicknames to each one of the 2016 Chicago Cubs. I feel like we wasted Tommy La Stella. He's Tommy Gunn, but now it doesn't look like he's going to come back. So. That was a waste, but
he might be back. The rosters go to the 40-man roster on September 1st. So you got a couple weeks.
I've never seen anything like it where the guy's like, I'm gonna wait till the rosters expand. So I'm just gonna go home.
Not only is that part of it unprecedented, but then you get the organization that says, we're just gonna let this guy go home and clear his head. I mean, this doesn't happen anywhere else. And I think it, part of it is maybe that, you know, there's a little respect to a guy that was actually playing really well, and he had to go down. There's so many weird rules. I'm not even going to get into them. But there's so many crazy rules where Chris Coughlin had to come up and LaStella had to go down. We had to send him down. And it wasn't performance-based. It was because of
roster moves. Yeah, so he's like, well, why can't I just go home for a month?
Right. So I was talking to Eric about it earlier, and we were like, you know, it's like, okay, it sucks. And I was just like, I don't care if he goes home and then just comes back on September 1st. I really don't.
If he's ready to play, right.
If he's ready to play. And Eric's like, no, he's got to play. He's got to play in the minors.
Well, there's a little tradition. There's at least a
But he made a great point. The other players also would be like, all right, come on, dude.
Yeah, right. That's the big part.
That's a huge part.
Because we were saying, like, even though it's the minor leagues, the Iowa Cubs are let down. The guy didn't show up.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, we're playing Picnic tonight. John Lester and David Ross. John Lester and David Ross. All right, we've got some good stuff. All right, 312-981-7200. How about this one? Bald Eagle for John Lester. The Bald Eagle.
Ooh. Yeah, I like it. It's American. Yeah,
it's American. He's a hunter.
Yeah.
He can't hunt a bald eagle. He's also like, he's a majestic bird when he's throwing the home plate, but he also can only see out of one eye.
Dude, it's just
he can't see first base.
Yeah. I wouldn't, yeah, exactly.
You really make that one work. I mean,
yeah, right. We don't, you know, how mad do we get? Like, everybody's like, well, you know, we're screwed. The guy's 12-4 with a sub-3 ERA. And like, well, we're screwed once we hit the playoffs. We'll be exposed for him not being able to throw to first base. And I'm like, whatever.
Somehow this guy is in his 10th year or whatever doing fine.
Right.
You know, like he's been able to pitch at a high level.
It's so weird, though.
All right. So on David Ross' side, I've got the Butler.
The Butler, yeah.
And that's a good one because the Butler, essentially, he only plays for John Lester. He's like John Lester's Butler.
What about John Stewart?
How about Caddy?
He's the Caddy. Yeah, the Looper.
The Looper. All right, yeah. So let's keep going.
The Catcher in the Shy, David Ross. Holden Ballfield. What was the one guy's name in Catcher in the Rye? Oh, my God. The guy that he was roommates with, that was like a total stud.
Never mind.
All right, go ahead. Let's go. Let's move on.
And now we move to literature.
Yeah, he is.
All right, so here we go. Yeah, so 312's got the Butler and maybe the Rasta Man for David Ross. The two of them together, Starsky and Clutch. I don't know. okay, 815, the Beer Hunter. For Lester.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, beer the and beer a hunter. The hunter. Beer hunter.
The beer controversy of 2011, plus he's a hunter.
Now, the only hard part is that this is something that's going to be endearing to him. He doesn't want the controversy of beer to always
We might have to just do away with the endearing
thing
these days. I mean...
Well, I mean, because you want people to... You want this is like an unabashed fan exercise.
Right.
You want this to be the nickname that everyone... The lovable nickname.
When it comes to chanting and casual conversation where you mention the nicknames, right?
If you go, the Beer Hunter, they go, what? And you're like, well, you know, he loves hunting, and he was involved in a beer controversy in Boston back in 2011. Yeah, it's just too much.
How about David Wade Ross? So D-Wade... Flash, you know, that's isn't that D-Wade's
nickname?
What a Hot Flash. That's like you know, like the old Flash, you know, Hot Flash. How about that one?
Hot Flash.
I like Hot Flash.
All right. For Ross and Lester, 847 says the Sound and the Fury.
I have no idea what that means.
708 says Lester the Jester and King David.
All right.
6-3. There's a lot of people getting together. They like the idea of them being
the
sort of
combo.
We should probably do like two and a combo.
The battery that is
right.
Lester and Ross.
630 says Wino and Pops.
Okay. So battery. What about battery? Energizer,
battery.
Duracell. What other battery companies are there?
Yeah, right. Like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
262 Winchester for Lester.
Winchester. How about Chester Copperpot? Who was the Goonies character that, you know, in his death, he led a group of young kids to the promised land.
Right.
By them, what did they take? Like his dynamite and that like gold whatever?
They were able to take some stuff off.
Lester Copperpot leading a group of young men to the promised land, you know?
I think that might be a stretch because then
Right. Again, we're not yelling, let's go, Lester Copperpot.
Yeah, see, exactly. And it'd be like, I guess that works, Lester Copperpot.
It doesn't work at all. I just wanted to throw it out there.
No, I'm going to put it down. I like it. Lester Copperpot.
The white tornado I got. Oh, actually, I got a description. I don't know if I could say why.
Well,
can I make a drug reference on WGN Radio?
I guess you could. It is 720 WGN, so already with White Tornado, I'm like, all right, slow your roll.
Never mind.
I think we all get it, right?
No, it's
even, even worse?
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly.
All right, let me
see
what else we got here. E1. that's good. That's a good one.
E1.
E1. That's good. For David Ross, we've got the sage.
Okay.
The sage, because he's a wise herb. 705 likes the combo, Laverne and Shirley. I don't know why that would be.
Bainbridge, he's from, he went to, by the way, he went to a high school. It was, the name of the high school was Florida High School.
Just the name
that
of the
was
high
it.
School
the name of the high school, was Florida High School. They were the Demons.
214 likes the Rifleman.
Yeah.
The Rifleman.
That's for Lester. We can, that's, so that's like marksman.
Yeah, right.
Rifleman, like woodsman, trapper.
708 playing off of David Ross's middle name Wade. Wade Halen. I don't even know. I don't even know.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Wade Halen.
We're getting deep into the weeds now.
Wade?
Wade Halen.
What's that a
playoff? So like Van Halen, but...
Right, but Wade and Van.
Yeah, right.
Where's that connection?
Maybe it's a typo.
It could be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200. We'll keep them rolling here. What we'll do, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. And we'll get at these. I mean, we have some serious competitors here. I've already know what I like for David Ross and Lester. You keep going down the list, so there's a lot of stuff here. 312-981-7200. We'll wrap up Picnic for John Lester and David Ross coming up after the break. Stay with us. Every genre has got a novelty Cubs song. I'm surprised there haven't been more hip-hop rap Cubs songs. You'll get that for the Bears, you know, or the Bulls. The Bears, when the Bears go to the playoffs, like the 10 years ago with the 2006 team, oh, my God, it was just like not blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange. You know, like just, it's a little bit over the top.
I'll hit the studio this week.
Good. That's Matt Klein is here. He has promised to hit the studio. That's always a good thing. All right, we're playing Picnic for John Lester and David Ross tonight. All right, we're getting close to the end. This is going to be an exciting photo finish because I feel like we've got some really tight, it can go any which way at this point. Let's go to, you know, let's see, 312 says, for John Lester, vintage.
Vintage, wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, wine related.
Okay, I'll write that down.
I'm surprised you didn't. Like is Roberto Fermente like not
Fermente
is
no I had that circle runner? I think that's that's a really good one.
What about his walk off bunt like Sean Bunston or like Bunter S. Thompson?
Bunter.
Or let's see what else.
Oh, that's good stuff. Right. Combo name 262 likes Catcher and the Guy. 708 says for Ross. How about K Cups with a backwards K?
Okay.
All right.
Beer Hunter. I love Beer Hunter.
309's like who? They say who?
Who?
What? 312 says for John Lester, how about the human rain delay? Because he pitches so slow.
All right.
630's got a one that's together, David and Goliath.
David and Goliath. Okay.
All right.
That works.
Let's try Mark. Mark, what do you like? Mark, what do you got for John Lester?
I was thinking like Devin Lester.
There you go. You know what? You can't lose with something like that because everyone's
because it's
like,
a bear and a cub.
Yeah, it's a bear and a cub.
It's a bear and a cub.
I love
both bear species.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Have a good night.
You too. All right. Let's go to Marilyn. Marilyn, what do we like, Marilyn?
The Bald and the Beautiful.
I like that a lot. Bald and the Beautiful.
That's got to be the combo name.
Right?
Which one's beautiful, though?
Right.
Because they're both bald.
Yeah, they're both bald.
Which one would you like to be the beautiful one?
Well, I don't know. You can choose.
Okay.
All right, I like that, Marilyn. Good job. Marilyn comes through. That's a good one, the Bald and the Beautiful. You're right. They're both bald.
I'm trying to think of like the name, like Ross Perot. Bob Ross. Remember Bob Ross, the painter?
Bob Ross, the painter.
Rick Ross, the rapper.
Right.
Betsy Ross. Didn't she make the American flag?
Yeah. So there could be like, what if you did like the Bald Eagle and Betsy Ross?
That's way too much America.
That's a lot of America.
Yeah.
When these guys pitch, it's like a 4th of July picnic.
It's the grand finale of a fireworks display every time these guys take them out.
630 says, for John Lester, how about Skeeter?
I'm going to need
an explanation. Skeet Shooter
reference. Oh, okay. All right.
Skeeter. All right. And we got a lot of good stuff tonight.
We do.
All right, so why don't I break it down here? Why don't we go to you, Matt, first, and then we'll do Pete. I haven't heard from you a peep on these. I mean, are you a John Lester fan? Are you the kind of fan who...
I am a John Lester fan, although he brings up bad memories for me every time he pitches, in that I was working for somebody and I wanted to take some time off to go with my friend on vacation, and I wasn't allowed to. Yeah. And my friend ended up seeing John Lester pitch a no-hitter.
Oh, yeah.
So it brings back some bad memories every time I see him out there. Oh. Like, I could have seen him pitch a no, because, you know, that's a once in a lifetime thing. Not everybody sees a
no-hitter, right?
A no-hitter.
It'd be great to be in the. We both were in the stands earlier this season when Jake Arrieta had struck out like 12 guys in the first four innings or whatever. We were like, there's going to be a 20 strikeout game here. And then it fizzled, because that's what baseball does.
This team actually still did have quite a few K's in that game, though.
Yeah,
right?
He did,
like 18.
Yeah.
The team had like a combined like 18 or something.
Yeah, right, right, right. 262 says Criss Cross for David Ross. Like the band Criss Cross, or like Criss Cross Applesauce?
Let's go with the band.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So let's see, Matt. For John Lester, as I kind of pull these out, I say Listerine, Grits, Lester Copperpot, Buckshot, Beer Hunter, and Bald Eagle.
And Roberto Fermente.
I
like Grits, Grit City, Tacoma, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to allow me to pick Roberto Fermente, but I think that, or Lester Copperpot. I like Beer Hunter or Grits, and I'm going to be honest with you, I can't pick. So I'm just going to throw both of those out there. I'm not the judge. It's for Esmeralda to decide.
It's always tough because I'm like, would you go with the Lester Copperpot is really funny.
It's funny, but that's something that's just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good nickname, though.
Yeah, it's probably not.
It's not a good nickname.
Copperpot.
Yeah, right. Copperpot.
David Ross, we've got Pit Boss, The Butler, The Sage, or Hot Flash.
I like Hot Flash. Catcher in the Shy apparently doesn't have much traction. The Bainbridge Backstop. Holden Ballfield. I don't know why none of these are on these lists.
Right.
Hot Flash, I think, is going to be my go-to. Mm-hmm. The Butler's great, too. Once again, I actually have... Those two for Ross and then the two for Lester, I could go either way.
Yeah. Hot Flash is weird. I mean, Hot Flash is good, but you got to go pretty deep to explain that. You're like, oh, you know, D-Wade, his middle name is Wade. His nickname is Flash. He's older, should be Hot Flash. Like, I think you go a little too far in that regard. The Butler and the Pit Boss are my favorite.
Well, you know, I just say, you know, if you don't get it, man, you just don't. I mean, get with it.
That's always been your MO. You're just like,
that's
hey,
absolutely.
I don't have time
keep
to
up.
Slow down.
Hey.
I can't slow down.
Hey, Chicago, keep up.
That's the name of your podcast. Yeah. Keep up with Matt Klein. Hey, you can't figure it out? Not my problem. Pete Zimmerman. Okay, buddy. You heard the ones that I've got for John Lester. I've got Listerine, Grits, Lester Copperpot, Devin Lester, Buckshot, Beer Hunter, Bald Eagle.
I am going to go with Beer Hunter as well. I think that's solid.
Okay. All right. And on the other side, I've got Pit Boss, The Butler, Hot Flash, The Sage.
I think I'm with Klein on this one, in that, like, we don't need to explain. Get better, and understanding right. your stuff.
Right.
Hot flash.
Hey, it's hey, good. Hey, bandwagon. You know, if you don't get it, you don't get it.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Tonight we're giving away Pequod's Pizza gift cards. Those who feel like they were the ones that did this. It's always harder. I feel bad for Pete because people will say the nickname and there'll be like six different people who text in the same thing. And then Pete has to be like, well, the first one, you know, gets it. So anyway, we're doing Pequod's Pizza gift card featuring world famous pizza with a signature caramelized cheese crust. Visit them in Chicago or Morton Grove or online at pequodspizza.com. Esmeralda, you ready?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to break these down. I just picked three, okay? And I did not pick Lester Copperpot.
Jill's on board with Lester Copperpot.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Ready? Beer Hunter, Grits, or Bald Eagle?
Or Free Base.
So Beer Hunter, mm-hmm. Grits, or Bald Eagle? He's a bald guy.
Right. I do like Bald Eagle.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's, I think that's if you were going to be at a game, there's so much you could do with graphics alone.
Right.
Think of the graphic. Think of the American flag t-shirts you could do.
He could do a thing where he stands looking majestically out into the crowd.
You could have a Bald Eagle like at the beginning of the game where he comes off of the hand and he flies around Wrigley before the playoff game and he lands on the mound.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know what, they can do some sort of video screen Photoshop thing with that.
Or like the bullpen catcher catches the eagle on his arm as Lester throws his final pitch.
And then you also, like, just think of the airbrush t-shirts alone.
Bald
Eagle.
Bald Eagle it is. I think that's a winner. Beer Hunter, I like, but I also feel like you got to do a lot of explaining on that one. And it does have negative connotation because it was a scandal. The Bald Eagle. All right.
John, the Bald Eagle Lester.
Yeah.
All right.
It fits. All right, Esmeralda, let's go to the catcher, David Ross. We've got the Pit Boss. We've got the Butler. And we got Hot Flash. Those are the three. So we've got the Pit Boss, the Butler, and Hot Flash. What do you like?
I think I'm going with Pit Boss.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you like about Pit Boss? Pit Boss was a big winner at the beginning.
Because one, Boss. Mm-hmm. Pit Boss.
Ross.
Aren't Pit Bosses are like the main men.
Pit Ross.
In the casino.
Right.
In the casino,
Right. And, you know, at the end of the day, isn't baseball just a big gamble?
Yeah.
Look
at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete Rose.
Yeah.
I do like the Pit Boss because I feel like David Ross is the guy who wears the tie in the clubhouse who's like, you know what, guys? I got to take that 100. I got to get change.
100 going out.
100 going out.
100 going out. He just hit his 100th home run, too.
See?
So it's actually a very
100th going
apropos.
Out. We did it.
Yeah.
We did
100
it.
Going out. 100 going out. Color. Color coming in.
100 going out. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Great job, Esmeralda. I think we got winners tonight. Matt Klein, always a pleasure. The Bald Eagle and the Pit Boss are the ones for David Ross and John Lester tonight. John, the Bald Eagle Lester, and David, the Pit Boss Ross.
Ooh,
that feels good. This is like UFC fighters.
Absolutely.
We really put this together.
I love it.
Another great picnic, and we will be back next week with, I mean, we're getting
down to the nitty gritty here.
Get some nitty gritty, so it's going to get good. So stay tuned.
Absolutely.